We don't know about you guys, but Tanya and I are getting a bit impatient.
Yeah, I know. Look, there's a tree, and this is in the city of Newcastle. There's a tree at the brewery. I get that.
Mm.
But what about the Civic Fountain ones? They're
just
my fave.
Just because it's not 1st of December is no reason why there shouldn't be Christmas things going on in town.
Exactly. So we put a call into the big gun, CEO, City of Newcastle, Jeremy Barth.
Ah, J-Bay, what's going on?
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. That's the first one I've had this year. That's lovely.
I was going to say ho, 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 but I thought Steve might go in a different direction.
Yeah, you're right.
It's true. Wise move.
So what about the trees in Civic Fountain? Are we going to see those this year, Jeremy?
No, we're not. We're not seeing the tree. Well, we've got something better. We've got something better for you. So what we've done is this year, we've got a Christmas tree maze, and it's made of 120 real trees that are in Civic Park. It's going to be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It starts next week on the 3rd of December.
Wow.
There's no cost, of course. So we think it's going to be something really exciting to bring the kids in. And you know, what adult doesn't love a maze? And as I said, it's made out of real Christmas trees.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. We're excited.
Yeah, we've never done it before. So, you know, I think, you know, all credit to the staff, and we've worked with the local businesses on Derby Street as well, and they've come to the party as well with lots of different ideas. So, yes, there'll be a Christmas tree. So there'll be no big illuminated Christmas tree, but there is going to be an 11-metre tall tree, which actually the lights were turned on last night, down at Foreshore Park. So actually it's on Market Street Lawn, just next to the signal box. Looks absolutely beautiful. I saw the video last night.
Oh, I know where you're. Yeah, okay, that's a good spot.
Hey, you know, I just did a maze. I did a maze a couple of weeks ago up near Port Macquarie. It was in a vineyard, and it was quite stressful. We had to have a glass of wine when we came out because we couldn't get out.
It was stressful because you had three before you went in. That's why it was stressful.
So is this like the kind of maze where we might get stuck in there till Christmas, or is it you can get out okay?
Look, it's 120 trees, so look, I guess if it's a tree, you know, the good news is if you get lost, you can always just climb under the tree, can't you, to escape.
So, even better news, yeah. Tanya, is the trees are 2 foot tall, so you can see up at the top.
Yeah, how tall are they?
Look, I don't know. Okay. Next week.
I can't wait, Jeremy. It'll be like one of those movies. You'll turn up going, guys, we need them to be a bit taller.
All right. What about Carols by Candlelight in King Edward this year? Is that happening?
Carols by Candlelight. So that's always delivered by the Newcastle Permanent. Unfortunately, they've made the decision, as I understand, not to go ahead. And it's all because of COVID, of course.
Cool.
The restrictions that it puts on, they're not going ahead with the Carols event. Every year we sponsor the Carols at King Edward Park, also Lambton Park and at Empire Park at Bar Beach. All three of them, the organisations that put them all on, have told us that they can't go ahead because of COVID, which I understand how frustrating it is. It's something I love doing every year, but it's just not possible with the restrictions that are in place.
Fair call. You can't understand. It'd be really hard to police. And then no fun as well.
Yeah. And the last one on our list is New Year's Eve. Are we doing stuff this year?
Yes, we are. What we can't do, and this is a decision that was made in conjunction with police probably about 6 weeks ago now, is we can't have the big foreshore event that we always have where we get about 30 or 40,000 people in with the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, police have just said too many people, we can't control the area, and the police certainly can't control 40,000 people with all the restrictions that are in place. So what we've decided to do is we're going to be having 7 different smaller alternative celebrations. So New Year's Eve, there'll be a picnic in the park, and that's Lambton Park and Dixon Park. That'll start at 3 o'clock and go to 8 p.m. There'll be stalls, food trucks, roving entertainment. So we're just trying to do smaller things in larger areas where we can space people out.
Righto.
And then on New Year's Day, there'll be markets at the Richley Reserve, which, of course, is at the beautiful Black Butt Reserve. That'll start at 10 a.m. There'll be, again, food stalls, food trucks, roving entertainment. There'll be a sensory zone. We're also going to be having pool parties at Beresfield Pool, Mayfield Pool, Stockton Pool, Wallsend Pool, pool parties, big inflatables, food trucks, roving entertainment. So we're just trying to do lots of smaller things to space things out so that everything is safe, but we can still all have a really great time.
It's a good way to cover it.
Yeah.
Really trying to, and in a broader area too, which actually makes it better for parking. And that, in the long run, it's actually a good way of doing it.
It shares it around. Like it.
Good on you, Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy, thanks so much for your time. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas to you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's Jeremy Bath, CEO of City of Newcastle.
If I was mayor, there'd be no maze. It'd be, you'd be able to see the tree from the moon. It'd be sucking the electricity out of the grid, mate. Yeah. There'd be half of Mayfield be blacked out for a month.
Well, you know, my vision of the maze is probably not what the maze will be, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay, the vision you've
I have big trees with snow and lights yeah. and carols and mulled wine and that sort of stuff.
That's why you shouldn't go.